those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy Wince-Free Whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White. A whiter smile without the wince.
When sweet tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like sweet tarts twisted rainbow ropes, gummies fruity splits, and chewy fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet tarts, dare to combine. Visit sweettartscandy.com to shop now.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of April 20th, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, news.
Happy Tuesday once again. We are ready to go here on the 20th day of April to talk about a bunch of news stories. I am flying high today because my kids went back to school.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
happy
a natural high.
Yeah. Yes. And for the 3 hours that they're away, most of it will be spent with you here today on News AF. So for
it's
me,
a half
really,
day?
It's a zero sum game. Yeah. Oh, they're all half days, Tyson. God forbid we could go back to school for more than 3 hours a day.
So even Dominic is only a half day.
Yes.
And
yes.
Only a 3 hour half day at that.
That's right. Yeah.
Not 8 like to a 11. Four and a half.
8 to 11 is the happy time now. But congratulations to me and my wife for making it through the last 13 months of having our kids home with us 24/7. Of course.
Wow.
Very excited to have with us Pickleball's top influencer. Here's the great Tyson Apostle. Yeah. Nice, how are you?
Great. Still maintaining my position at the top and crushing the game of pickleball. I am going to play with a couple pros on Thursday that I roped into playing with me. So,
suckers.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And, And then I don't know if you'd noticed yesterday, Argon Air Guitars, who I am the face of, launched yesterday all over the internet. It's the, taking the internet by storm, a true sensation.
Okay. Tyson, I understand you have a clip that you brought with you today.
I sure do.
Yeah. Or let's say hello to Danny first. So that's not awkward when we have to introduce him after. Danny, how are you?
Would it be awkward?
No,
I don't think so. But after Tyson's video, I have a story very, okay. very
Did
much
you bring
related
a clip?
To AF. No clip. Just
what's your story
word?
About?
No, do your clip first. All it's right. not related just, to air guitar.
All right.
If you forgot it, I wanted to be here to remind you.
Here, Tyson,
okay,
set up this clip we're going to show.
Okay, so this is a gag gift. You can really buy it. It is an empty box with a guitar cutout in it. And it's for those people who have everything in your life or a music lover or something. The box says the world's most portable guitar. And it's a beautiful looking box. And so it kind of baits people into opening it in excitement and anticipation, wondering how a guitar could fit in this tiny box. And then when you open it, it reveals that it's actually an air guitar. And there's a little QR code on there that you scan that shows you, it's a little tutorial of how to set up your guitar, which that video is only for the purchasers of the box and is at least as good. Not giving that away. It's at least as good as this video that you're about to see. So this is just the promo video for Argon Air Guitars.
Okay, here, let's listen in to Tyson Apostle for Argon Air Guitar.
Well, 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 what do we have here? Another sucker searching for happiness on a screen? Well, scroll no further, my sad millennial friend. You found it. Stop wasting your precious time on pointless activities like social media or volunteering. Instead, grab an Argon Air guitar and find true enlightenment. Why, you ask? Well, why don't you shut up with all your questions and I'll tell you. First of all, an air guitar is way cooler than a regular guitar. It's cheaper, it's easier, and you don't look like a little bitch. Remember back in 2007 when you invested all that time mastering Guitar Hero only to be called a poser? Well, not this time, Chris, you sack of shit. Learning air guitar is a breeze, and it's a legitimate instrument that commands respect from the entire freaking universe. Also, unlike the cheap knockoffs from the big box stores, our air guitars are scientifically engineered. Science. So stop pussyfooting around and get yours today. And while you're at it, get one for your friend, make you extra cool. Solitaire signing out.
That was aggressive. Super aggressive.
You have to be... Oh, that's great. You have to be aggressive to sell air guitars.
Jeez.
Danny.
Yeah. Who's Solitaire?
That's my alter ego, right? I guess. Yeah.
Oh, so that wasn't you. That's a character.
That's a character.
Ah.
You know what your nickname should be after your I watched the pickleball post? It should be Trickshot. That Trickshot you did. That would be a cool
Trickshot
nickname.
Trickshot Tyson?
Trickshot. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Hmm. Way better than Solitaire.
Solitaire has air in it, and everything with air guitar branding is argon is a gas. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah. All right. So you were, so Solitaire is one of the characters that you play.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I feel like that was, yeah, that didn't seem exactly like, the normal Tyson that we know and love. Gosh.
Yeah.
Somebody snuck some coke into your body somehow.
No, I just, we had a good director.
Yeah.
And he directed me while I acted.
Yeah. I mean,
you didn't know I was an actor, Danny?
Not until now, but now I'm like, dude, and if anybody asks, I'll be like, he's also Survivor winner and actor.
Tyson's appeared in a number of commercials.
It's true. That's true. Yeah. The storage unit commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And there
that was another character that you played.
Yep. And Tall Slim Tees. Mm-hmm. Also.
Oh, I remember Slim Tees.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Tyson, I think that one of the other good things about the air guitar is that you can take it on an airplane. You don't have to pay extra to check it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You can take it on backpacking excursions without all the extra heft and bulk. We'll probably come out with a acoustic version at some point so that Danny can woo ladies around the campfire at college get togethers, you know?
Well, I'm sure Liz would love that.
Yeah. And then also there's less clutter.
Less clutter, dude.
Yeah.
And it's easy to learn, you know, you don't have to put all those hours in just to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
congratulations, Tyson, on the new launch for Argon Air Guitars.
Yeah, that's it. ArgonAirGuitars.com. And more videos to come probably, but for now that's what you get. So sorry, Danny, that you felt like you had to buy one. Did you buy 10 because you felt?
Yeah, I already ordered several because it just felt like you were being really aggressive and that if I didn't buy one, you would think less of me as a man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a provider for my family.
Yeah. Tyson, so do I have to buy one for each of my kids or could I buy one and they could share it?
I mean, I don't know how well your kids are at sharing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. If they're good at sharing, then one will do the trick. But I have to buy two of everything in my household for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could just imagine that it's a twin neck or whatever they call those guitars.
Mm-hmm.
And each one plays lower, one plays
I don't play any. Honestly, I don't play anything less than a triple neck.
Triple, yeah, of course. Yeah. Three-headed monster.
Okay. Danny, you said that you had a story too.
I do. I debated whether or not I should share this story.
Oh, now my interests are peaked.
Yes, go on. Yeah.
I did. I said I wasn't going to share it, but then I'm like, you know what? This is so related to News AF.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So last week I was in the Pacific Northwest, way up kind of near the Canadian border, near a town called Darrington, which way cool place. Okay. Amazing mountains
in Washington.
Green lush forest. Yes. In Washington state. Okay. So we go, we're going to climb this mountain. We have to get up at 12 AM. So we go to bed at 7 PM to wake up early enough to start our day. Lay down to go. It's still light outside. Reliving that whole childhood experience of going to sleep with light outside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have the windows cracked slightly. We're sleeping inside of a car.
And who is this?
Me and Christoph, your best okay. friend. Mm-hmm. And we had just...
Christoph was the guy that got paid for the guitar lessons that Tyson was talking about?
No.
Okay. Yes.
So we lay down, the windows are cracked slightly. We had, you know, things have just wound down. We've packed up everything. We've put everything aside. We're ready for tomorrow. It's, you know, we're sitting there for maybe 10 minutes in silence. And I hear the most bizarre sound.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes.
So animalistic in nature. And now remember, I spent a lot of time outside. I actually spent a lot of time around animals.
So you can recognize the sounds.
Yeah. So I should be able to recognize most sounds. Granted, it's a learning process. Tyson and I once heard a sound in the Tetons, which we were sure was some kind of bear sound, but turned out to be a moose sound. So there are sounds I don't know, but it was very creepy, very unusual. And we are in probably one of the more remote sections of Washington state. Nobody around. We drove on a dirt road for 30 minutes. No real tracks. No one's driving up or down. Doesn't seem like anybody else is around. We hear the sound and I can't even recreate it. It was unlike anything I've heard. A little animal, a little human, a little mixture of both. So anyways, we both sit up, bolt upright, and we're like, what is that sound? It was unnerving to say the least.
Yes.
Okay.
Like the sound of a grizzly bear doing his heavy breathing would probably be more reassuring than the sound. So we sit up. Of course, Christoph instantly falls asleep because he's got that pilot training.
Wait, he didn't go investigate?
No, neither of us went and investigated. He didn't even seem really bothered by it. I don't think he has much of imagination for these types of events.
But not even for the cast. You weren't even going to go investigate for the cast.
No, I mean, so I laid there, didn't hear the sound again. And of course, if you've ever slept in a forest, it is like pitch black. Can't see your hand in front of your face when it gets dark. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I'm definitely going to be assaulted by a giant squatch for sure. Cause that's the only thing I could think that this was. So we get up at 12 and we start our way and it's on snow. We get about 15 or 20 minutes into our hike. And there are these tracks in the snow.
Yes.
Now I didn't take pictures because I was 80% sure they were a black bear. If they were a Sasquatch, they were too tiny to be it would have been a tiny squatch. No one's impressed with a baby squatch. No one cares about a baby squatch.
And if it was a squatch, you would be able to identify the musk.
Yeah, I would be able to smell, but I don't have my sense of smell. I haven't had it for like 5 months. So that was not a sense I could use in investigating this. I mean, if it was a baby squatch, it's not as impressive. No one's going to really appreciate it. You know, you want to see a big one that can like tear out trees and stuff. But I got to say, it was an experience that I'm not a squatch believer. But if I had that tendency to be a squatch believer, that would have been enough. That because the bear squatch. Track, which I was pretty sure was like a male black bear, it was just enough melted out.
How can you tell that it's a male black bear? Because the nuts are dragging?
Just the size of the paw, you know, typically 4 inches across or more. Okay. And it was right around that. But they were melted out just enough where you could imagine under your headlamp light, you know, any variety of things. Christoph didn't care. Not a care in the world. He has no, you know, he gets to live life blissfully unaware of things like Sasquatches or Tic Tacs.
Because he's not a deep thinker or what?
But because of those in the know like us, those with wild imaginations, you look at something like that and you can almost connect the dots. Obviously, we had a discussion. And none of us here are Squatch believers. But I got to say, if I had any tendencies towards believing in the Sasquatch, this would have been it. I would have been all in. I would have sold the house, moved to Washington, purchased some big headphones, some listening devices, set up trail cameras, and that would be me till the day I died. But it wasn't enough. I didn't see the big body. And the one thing I thought of as I laid there trying to go to sleep was, if anything, I have to get quality video. I'm done with grainy, poor footage. Mm-hmm. So if I could light
out?
it was still light out and I knew it was going to get dark soon. And that's when cameras get all grainy. So I was like, if I don't get quality footage, I'm not going to say anything. If I do see a Sasquatch, I'm not going to say anything without the footage. Mm-hmm. So yeah, exciting.
So you didn't see a Sasquatch then?
No, we didn't see the full bodied Sasquatch.
Oh.
Or any other evidence. But I'm telling you, that sound, the sound was very unusual. I've never heard anything like it.
Mm-hmm. So what if there were, have you Googled it and looked around for that sound?
I'm not going to lie. I made a parody video.
Like a Shazam of animal noises.
Actually, that actually would be nice. A Shazam of, that's a good idea, Rob. I like that. That would be very helpful. It's just, it happened so fast. It was probably like 5 seconds long. So mm-hmm. not long enough to get your phone out and record it. Plus you weren't prepared for it. It was bizarre. So exciting week. Out in Washington State. If anyone there is in that area around Darrington, just know that maybe you can capture that sound. Go hang out yeah. for us for a couple of days.
Maple okay. James in the comments says he's from Canada and he uses Dr. Squatch soap. Now I smell like a squatch. Mm-hmm.
Smart.
So maybe you can invite Maple James on some of your next adventures to lure in the squatch with his musk.
Do you think the scientists that made the soap know which species or gender of big, like what if it's a female mating smell that they don't know and mm-hmm. it just brings in a super aggressive, sexually aggressive Sasquatch, probably the worst thing in the world you could call in. So be careful.
Very careful out there when you're playing with Sasquatch pheromones.
Yes. You know, just make sure you got the right ones.
You are playing with fire.
Also, okay. We don't know. Maybe the female Sasquatch eats the male Sasquatch. So if you have the male version, she comes in and like breeds with you, then like tears your head off. It's just
like
be careful.
Mantis.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know. You don't mess with this.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into some of our news items for this week. And I want to start off with something that got a lot of publicity yesterday. And that it's all about, have either of you seen this brand new, super realistic latex muscle suit that is now available to the public?
Heck yes.
Yes.
I've seen it.
Okay. All right. Tyson, have you checked this out?
I did see the pictures of it. And the one thing that I thought is, so it's a latex muscle suit. It looks pretty realistic. It even has lots of vascularity on it, which we know
very
is attractive to
Danny.
But how do you mask the line where it comes over your neck? Do you have to wear a turtleneck or like a choker or something like that?
Ideally, like, I think if you wear a mask, like, I think that you could sort of obfuscate that a little bit also.
If you had long hair,
I'd wear a neckerchief.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
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 So
the other thing is there was no genitalia. So you got like the Ken Barbie effect.
Yes.
Wait, it goes all the way over your.
So in the picture of the guy wearing it, it looks like he's got.
If I can bring it up for everybody.
Yeah, okay. He's got in the picture of the actual person wearing it, he had what appeared to be like a half, like the top half. Okay. But in the advertisement, it was from head to toe.
There's legs even.
Yeah, it was all smoothed over.
And do you think that's healthy to be covered fully in plastic when you go to the gym and work out?
Well, I don't think you wear this to the gym.
Yeah, you do. That's where you look at it.
Like no. You'd be exposed pretty.
Yeah.
Like,
no, you
like,
wouldn't. You just stand like, and so look in the mirror and be like,
no, Rob's like, right. That's the last place you should wear it.
I could avoid having to show off my strengths there.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not it. No, there's no other place where your muscle would be more scrutinized than there.
How much does this thing cost?
Okay, well, let me show you the picture. Okay, so this is from yesterday's Daily Mail.
Okay.
Take a look at it, but it was widely reported on. Okay, so yeah, here's a little bit of a sense of what's going on. Let me see if I can find the whole gallery. This is like there's a few different versions. There is it seems like a bunch of manufacturers have like hit the marketplace with this.
They've jumped in the game.
This is the upper body version. And then there's a full version. If you don't want to skip leg day, here you go.
Look at that.
All right. This is the full body version of the muscle suit, and it comes in various skin tones and shades.
That looks good. That guy looks legit ripped.
Yeah,
he's got long hair though. He's doing the long hair thing.
Long hair, Tyson, that sort of hides the line where it comes up to the ankle. See a lot of these look.
He's already ripped.
Again, people with masks on and like looking down.
So, how much are they? Because
I saw 87 pounds to 438.
Yeah, and we found that from last week. I think
to carry that on your body
is a little bit more than a dollar.
Yeah, and the price is going to go through the roof after the orders start pouring in for these.
So what they're saying is that the advantages here are that a lot of people couldn't get to the gym during COVID. So now you have the chance to go ahead and do that. I wonder, Danny, is the best place to be wearing this like on Zoom calls? You're going on Zoom dates.
Yes. Low light.
Yeah.
I'd cut a hole probably. You'd probably want to cut a hole in the nether regions there if you end up getting intimate for any reason, because that's going to really expose who you are. And then you could live an entire life. Like, imagine if Rob, when he had met Nicole, you had one of these on and you were just like, never took it off forever. How long do you think that you could keep that shirt?
What can I say? It's like, to go back to the Ken doll spot.
Uh-huh.
If we can,
thanks for zooming in.
So I tried to zoom in too much and I outsmarted myself.
Here's the problem with this suit, Tyson. So you want to make love in it. You have to make love because you've created this deception. You can't escape now.
Yes.
The amount of sweat generated in the suit, eventually you'll be squirting sweat out of your cuffs.
Yikes.
Because it's like there's so much water in there. Every time you move,
you'd be splashing around.
Flirting water out of your ankles and wrists.
In a wetsuit in the ocean, and then you just like push it and it just like warm all throughout. That's a good point.
I'm wondering, there's on the full body version again, in the sort of nether region, it looks like there's kind of like a circle. Danny, do you think that's like a fly?
Portal?
Yeah. Do you think that that's
you have to.
A little Velcro hatch?
You need something there.
Yeah.
For sure.
For waste management.
That's probably going to be an add-on later. You can get like a 3 foot long genitalia piece to add
Pant
to
serpent. The serpent.
Yeah.
This is
thing only probably weighs like 300 pounds.
I know. So it's crazy. I would love to see a guy wearing this.
You're going to get in such good shape from wearing that you won't need to wear it after like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Is it unethical to wear the silicone muscle suit?
In what situation? In what context?
I don't know. Like, what if you went on a first date and wore this? Is that like,
if they had these when Trump was president, he would have worn one of these to all of his.
I mean, that's like
all of his press stuff.
Actually, so this is maybe a good use of these for like actors or politicians.
Well, yeah. I'm sure actors already use
them. We went right to dating. But that's interesting where. I could see like a lot of people who are either trying to be like for a role or trying to show themselves in a different way, show up.
By the way, this suit is for scrawny people because the minute you're over, you have a belly. It doesn't matter that you have the muscly suit on. Mm-hmm. You're going to just look like a big muscly guy, and you could blow that off as like, you know, the super strong guys who have bellies because they have a barrel of muscle right there at their core section. You might get away by saying that that's what you have, but it seems like to get that suit on and fit all the people in the pictures, they're pretty scrawny.
No, Danny, it's kind of like the way it functions is that if you have some pounds to lose, it also functions as like a sauna suit. So you just
the trash
sweat
bags.
That weight off. Yeah. Like
the wrestlers wear those in the sauna.
Yeah, you might be portly to start. You are going to be scrawny after a couple of hours wearing this thing.
The best would be to wear this to a public pool, and you'd probably drown if you jumped in. But just stripping off all of your clothes in front of everybody, people are horrified, right?
Yeah.
And then you take your pants off and you jump in the pool, and then you're like, no, I am wearing a suit. This is my suit.
That could be your wetsuit in the ocean too. Listen, there's so many good comments in here. Let's see. We've got this is a toupee for out of shape people. Someone should wear that? This on Survivor. Yeah. I think trying out for reality shows in one of these and then never take it off. would be
imagine
great.
How hot it would be. You get sand in there. That would be.
Oh my gosh. No. I'll wear this to the Caligula Club.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah. Actually, that's a great time to use something like this.
Yeah.
Your first time at Caligula.
A full body condom.
Yeah.
and then you also have Amber says, if you've robbed a bank wearing it with a face mask, they'd never know it was you.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots and lots of applications to this. Yeah.
How do you even get into this thing?
You cover yourself in a water-based lubricant. Then slither into it like a snake, re-entering its old skin.
Yeah.
And then you're sealed in. You can't get out.
You cannot get out without cutting it off.
It has to be cut off by a very good friend.
Yeah. And also, I can't imagine that it's odorless. It probably smells so strongly of latex. Yeah. That it's, and also those nipples for me are a little too close together.
A little too close together. Well, maybe when you get in the suit, it sort of stretches it out.
Especially with your chest, Tyson.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. Danny, would you just get the upper body version?
Yeah, I don't need the bottom half.
You don't need, but I still think, I mean, if you could be more muscly, why wouldn't you?
So you need to be proportional. That's the thing with muscles. To look really good with muscles, you need to have like a good balance.
Okay.
Like muscular symmetry. Mm-hmm. And the suit provides that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're getting the suits?
Yeah. Let's do like a share program. Let's all pitch in a third.
Are we all the same size of the
close enough.
Silicone suit?
Might enough. Be a little tight on Tyson. We all get it for a month. Then we just pass it around. Tyson gets it last because he'll stretch it out. But Rob, you get it first.
Tyson, this needs to be the next line of Nature with Tyson merch where they have like a custom like tattoo across the chest. And then you get your silicone suit with Nature with Tyson tattooed across the chest.
Yeah, that's pretty smart, actually. Full body tats all over of Nature with Tyson on their silicone suit.
Yeah. Michael in the chat says, I want to be buried wearing one of these. Another good one.
That is a great good. Use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just like I'm having
shirt
a,
off.
Yeah. Open casket and open shirt funeral.
Yeah. And when aliens dig me up in 30,000 years, they're going to see some pretty cool muscles.
And you'll be perfectly preserved by all that Lycra. I'm sure that it's like latex, your organs. Yeah. They'll be able to recreate you. Yeah. There'll be so much DNA in that suit.
Yeah. But I do think that like this is a really smart idea for, I feel like, you know, if you were just like, if you wore this like under a suit, like you put the silicone suit on and then put on a suit over it. Like I think that's
so
the perfect way to play this.
Yeah.
Liv says that if we all buy the suit together, then we will be the Brotherhood of the Traveling Silicone Suit.
There you go. All right. That is the brand new silicone suit. We'll see if that is going to be sweeping the world as of a new phenomenon.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I thought that this is an interesting story. This comes from a study, and it is a study about men who wear a lot of shirts with large logos.
I saw this.
Personally, okay. I read this as men wearing large Legos. No, large logos. Danny, you wear a lot of logos?
Yeah, I've got a logo right now, and I know you're going to read this article. I know what it says. So tell me what this logo says about me. Let's see. It's okay. Right there.
That's tiny.
The North Face. The North Face.
No, but it's the size of the logo.
Are you wearing the shirt backwards?
No, they thought it would be cool to do it this way. But the size of the logo determines the promiscuity of the man, correct?
Yeah.
So
this is what the study is saying. The study found that men who wear shirts with larger logos of luxury brands are seen as promiscuous. It does not say if they are, whereas men who wear shirts with small logos are seen as trustworthy and reliable, according to this study by a psychologist for the Social Psychology Bulletin.
Bam, I think that's pretty accurate.
It. Yeah.
I mean, have you ever been to a club and seen a guy in a Emporio Armani t-shirt tattooed all over his shirt and thought?
Yeah. So men with a lot of swag would be thought to be promiscuous.
If I was calling it swag.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty swaggy.
Swagger. Yeah.
Like big logos. Yes.
You know, if I was single, I'd put this in my dating profile. Small logo man looking for a woman to have a bit of romance with, you know, just to let them know up front, I'm trustworthy. I'll be devoted.
Well, it depends.
All those things.
Are they looking for someone like, you know, I feel like that the promiscuity, I think, might put off an air of, ooh, interesting versus like, oh, boring, safe, reliable.
I'll tell you what. If you own that muscly bodysuit, you also have a giant logo on the shirt that covers it. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
So do you think that you should wear a shirt under the muscly bodysuit? Would that help with the sweating
absorb
a little bit?
Yeah, but you got to wear one over the top, too, that says, like, Gucci giant.
Yeah. I think Emporio Armani is the way to go if you're going to just
I'll accept both of those.
Okay, fine.
Tyson, do you have any logos on you right now?
I do. I have this little logo.
Tiny logo, man.
But I have a big one on my back.
Oh no.
Sorry.
Yeah. So according to this, they said that the theory of the study was that women would be attracted to audacious displays of wealth by men because it signals economic power and the ability to invest.
Peacocking.
Yes. What they found when they did the study was that he said that wearing this type of shirt may sometimes represent an investment in male attraction rather than as a reliable and honest signal of future paternal investment. Luxury displays featuring exaggerated size, coloration, and sound may indicate relatively greater investment in mating effort. So small logos enhance perceptions of trustworthiness and reliability. So I think, what do you want? Like, ideally, like that little polo horse?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh yeah, those are good. Or just, I try a lot of times, unless it's a brand that I really love, I try to get stuff that does not have logos on it, really. The smaller the better for me. But Hornacek in the chat says, Tyson's front is faithful, but his back is promiscuous.
That sounds right. And actually, that's kind of how you would want it mixed up, too.
Yeah, I guess.
They asked some men also, and they found that men who own large logos were more invested in mating than becoming parents. Similarly,
we're all interested in, they were invested in mating.
They found that people that were more interested in short-term relationships and long-term also had the larger.
Did
logos.
David Attenborough do this study? Mating. That's a fun word to use in the study.
I get this sense that they're out of study ideas. I mean, we read so many studies. It's almost as if they studied all the good stuff early on, like 70s, I don't know, 80s. And now they're just like grasping. Dude, what can we study?
Yeah.
Logo
size. You're on a dating site and you see somebody that is like big logo on their shirt. It depends what you're looking for. Could be logo, no go.
That could be logo, no go.
Or
you think that that could be the brand of shirt?
Yeah.
We should come up with our own brand called Logo No Go.
I don't think you need to call it Logo No Go. I think the logo would just be No Go.
Oh, No Go Logo?
Yeah, yeah, No Go Logo.
I mean, maybe that's what Nike, big swoosh, just do it. That's what they're trying to say.
Oh, my goodness. And everything. It's
kind of phallus shaped.
Well, right. I mean, I don't know what you look like, Danny, but that thing is pretty pointy.
I'm just saying you could use your imagination. Yeah. And create a phallus out of that.
Sure. Yeah.
Chances are you see somebody with the giant Nike logo, their motto might be just do it.
Might be.
Yeah. If you're looking for somebody who wants more than just do it, look for a smaller Nike logo.
Just do it and cuddle.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. All right. This is a story about a robbery gone wrong. This happened where a 22-year-old man ended up pleading guilty after that he was arrested for a home break-in back in 2018.
2018?
Well, this took a little while to catch this guy because in 2018, he broke into a home in Orange County. And he was, you know, during his time on the break-in, used the home computer.
That's great. Had to check Facebook real quick or post an update.
He went to some sites where then he proceeded to download porn and commit an act that may not be able to be done while wearing a silicone suit.
Now this makes sense. The reason it wasn't reported for so long is that the victim of this crime was using those login details. And then eventually he's like, you know what? I got to report this. Like, it's not worth all the, I can get this for free all over the place.
Yeah. Luckily or unluckily, depending on how you want to look at this from the perspective of the homeowner, there was enough DNA evidence on the keyboard to be able to then track down the man who is
offender.
The offender.
I hope that they threw all that stuff away. I mean, kept a little bit for evidence, a couple keys, probably like the G and the H central keys, and then threw everything away. I wouldn't want to find out from the story that the family still had the same computer.
Yeah.
You know, once it's been used illicitly by a stranger, you got to get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, the home belonged to three female college students.
Oh, that makes it worse. He also helped himself to some milk and cookies.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing.
Like a Santa type thing.
Yeah, this is a common, you come across these stories we used to all the time of people going and making sandwiches, taking a nap, microwaving a pizza. It gets so comfortable in your home.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a compliment. Like, hey, this has a real home-like vibe. I feel good here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me sit down and have some orange juice and make a couple Eggos, Legos, whatever, Lego. But you know what? This guy, hopefully, spends a long time in jail because he's ruined a computer and he broke into a home.
Yeah.
And he needs help.
Did he steal anything? Did he that? Why not just take the
house's? I mean, he just stole the house's
sense of safety.
Yeah,
the house's sense of safety and all of it.
Okay.
Virginity, maybe even
of the house.
No. Yes.
Yes. All right. So that's what's going on. I don't even know how do you that. How did they know this happened? Is it they looked at the computer and there was visual evidence here? Did they look
probably
at
took it into an Apple
history?
Store?
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, the problem your computer's infected is because one, you've downloaded a ton of porn and none of the keys work.
Yeah.
There's a black light.
Yeah. Like, the other reason it's infected is because it got a virus through the keyboard somehow, mm-hmm. an STD. Yeah, I think Apple people are probably pretty well versed in spotting DNA. So mm-hmm. if you bring something in, that's one of the first things they look to see.
What
if
does
you
it have it to do toilet, with
they
Apple
look to
people?
See, they look to. I mean, the Apple Store people. If you have a failure on your mechanism,
you just said Apple people. I thought you meant people who own Apples. But yes, I'm sure the Apple Store people are
the
actually
geniuses,
trained.
Tyson is referring.
Yeah, the geniuses are trained.
So you go in and they're like, "There's no water on this, but there is a lot of DNA in that water based." And then you're like out.
That voids the warranty.
Yep, done. So
read the fine print.
You signed that terms of service.
Yeah, you signed the terms. Right in there. You clearly initialed it. You clicked it. So come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's just the way it goes. You know,
close your windows, lock your doors, and check your computers all the time because you don't know who's been on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just
never
got
leave
a new computer.
Computer unattended
ever.
Yeah.
I always carry all my computers with me.
It's smart.
So this is a story that might appeal to Danny about what happened to a 21-year-old man who drank 4 energy drinks a day.
Probably had got the rush of a lifetime.
2 years. 4 energy drinks a day for 2 years.
Yeah, he probably went on so many adventures, he couldn't even stop adventuring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just for our listeners at home, so if you drink more than half a gallon of energy drink every day for 2 years. Doctors and scientists are saying that this could be potentially hazardous to your health.
But it's just potential.
Yeah. This young man drank 4 500-milliliter cans of energy drink daily.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, Danny, how much Mountain Dew do you drink a day?
So 2,000. Oh, wait, no, four mil. Oh, okay. I thought he was saying 400 milligrams of caffeine. No, milliliter cans. I don't even know how much that is. But, 640 milligrams of caffeine a day.
Yeah, which is 400 is the recommended ceiling for caffeine.
So I'm aware of the 400 number.
So what was he having?
I never crossed that.
640.
Over 600.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the caffeine that really did him dirty, though.
Yeah. In one article I read a different one. They mentioned some of the other additives that could potentially cause problems health wise. You know what really irritated me about this article? And like I said, I saw it somewhere else. They had it framed like, men hospitalized for drinking this energy drink, right? One of those stupid clickbait articles. So, of course, I clicked on it. Then the energy drink is never identified in either my article that I read or this one.
Maybe, like, maybe if you're drinking like 4 a day, you're either super loyal to one brand or you're bouncing around to all brands.
I want to know what the brand
it
is.
It could be a lawsuit issue where that they come out and say that. And then if there's any sort of like thing that's factual.
I get that, but don't you want to warn people about, hey, this is the one he was drinking?
Don't drink any of them, Danny, if you want to warn people.
I understand that, but I want to know specifically which one caused the problem. And it annoyed me that they kind of teased it in the headlines and then didn't even give me the brand.
Yeah, but I think what do survey? Like, I feel
they're
like
not all the same. They are not all the same.
What do survey people say about people who wear giant Monster logos on their clothing?
That needs to be studied. Why not? We're throwing millions of dollars at all sorts of studies. Let's do a Monster drink shirt study.
But I think
and also
similar.
We don't know this is Monster.
Yeah, we don't know. But I think it's sort of like, oh, this person was smoking 4 packs a day. But it's like, but what cigarette? How do I know?
No, that's different. I feel like cigarettes probably are more are very similar across brands. Mm-hmm. At least I would, you know, in my ignorance would think so. But I have looked at the back of enough energy drinks to know that there are differences.
Hmm.
And I think they're kind of big. And I'd like to know exactly what this guy was drinking. Also, what if he just had a weak heart to begin with? What if some of us, like myself, can handle a thousand? Yeah, because
you probably have a pretty thick heart, I would imagine.
I've got a girthy heart.
Who's only doing 2 years? You've been building yourself up your entire life.
Exactly. The worst thing I could do now is reduce the amount.
Mm-hmm.
That could kill me.
Yeah.
But I did read this story, and I read any story about energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
There, I feel a little bit different than Mountain Dew. But also that number of 400 milligrams caffeine, the recommended safe dosage, I kind of keep a mental calculation throughout the day. I'm not crossing that threshold.
Okay. Good to know. And then one other story for you. Of course, we've been following the last couple of months, the saga of things inside of a thing. So here's something. I got a thing. I was going to eat it. Wait, there's a thing in there. It doesn't believe it.
We have another thing inside of a thing.
Another thing inside of a thing. TSA agents who... I mean, this is kind of a coincidence because this is the kind of thing that they're normally looking for, but not inside of a breakfast burrito. TSA agents that they have found in TSA agents in Houston earlier this month found an unidentified lump in a breakfast burrito, and it looked to be methamphetamine.
Was this at the airport?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was at Houston Airport 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And this I didn't story, get this.
This story fascinates me.
So for basically, a number of reasons. Yeah, like it appears to be like a bag of meth inside a breakfast burrito.
Looks like way too much. I think he dreamed a little too big.
Yeah.
In terms of like what he could sneak. I thought this was a great idea in order to smuggle something. The execution was just bad. So he went through the x-ray. He was reluctant to have it x-rayed, obviously.
Okay.
First, that's your first tip off.
Yeah.
Gets it x-rayed. They notice an unusual clump in the burrito. So he should have spread it out, right? Lots of little things, little packets. Then they asked him to open up the burrito and he's upset, didn't want to. Which even a person who bought a burrito without meth wouldn't want to, because come on, you're going to ruin the wrap job. I can never recreate that burrito tortilla wrap job. So it's just
you're going to ruin the wrap job.
Yeah, so that would be my argument. Then they open it, and then inside it's duct taped. So another failure. Like, why not use some kind of cheese looking tape? Because they open it, they see a big clump of tape, and now they know they've got something great.
Yeah, so. This was a traditional bust, and it wasn't necessarily that somebody was eating a burrito and they said, why is this? I think I just bit into something. Is this a bag of crystal meth?
Right. This was a guy trying to smuggle
a voluntary
meth.
Thing inside a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
still a thing inside a thing, technically. Yes.
Yeah.
And plus, this is how things inside things end up being things inside things, is there's a burrito mix up, a classic like burrito switcheroo at a table in the airport. And then you bite into this. You're like, oh, my gosh, there's a bullet. There's a bag of meth. There's all this other stuff. It's just this is probably how they were seen behind the curtain.
So you think somebody was smuggling shrimp tails?
Yeah, exactly. Exotic bullets. Shrimp tails.
Yeah.
Or bullets or mold or frogs. It was like a thing inside a thing that started off voluntary and then moved into oh my gosh, what is this thing I just bit
what's
into?
Happening to me right now.
All right, Danny, are you ready to open bolt hole?
Guys, come on in.
All right, water's here warm. We go. Let's visit
open
Danny
that thing
in the bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. You're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
A nocturnal emission.
Remember when we were children, we'd go to the grocery store with our mom and they had free samples.
Sure.
And it was kind of exciting. It was like exotic. You know, you got to go test all these new foods. They were usually pretty good. Maybe some of the, you know, like the sugar-free ice cream stuff's gross. But normally it's like burritos.
Wait.
Just like we, what?
They had sugar-free ice cream for samples and you just
I mean, like sometimes they sample diet stuff. It's okay. Not as great, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. And if you're a kid wandering from sample table to sample table, you get that. It's kind of a disappointment. Normally, it's like Lynn Wilson burritos. And then, you know, it's like good stuff. It's kind of weird. I was thinking about this article as I read it today or yesterday on CNN. The world has changed in that you can get free samples by now they make you jump through a little bit, some more hoops. You know, like, oh, take a picture of this, our app. You know what I mean? Like, you're still getting free samples, but now you're kind of having to work for it. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, take a picture, use our hashtag, do a selfie in front of our store, get a free bag of chips and salsa.
Yeah. Does it increase the value of the thing? Where as opposed to it's like, hey, they're giving it away because it's trash, but it's this value because you have to work for it.
Yeah, and then maybe the food even tastes better. Those samples that you get, because I still think you're basically getting a free sample of what their new item. It's always used with new items. And this is an article we've covered before, and that's a restaurant giving a freebie. And this is very much news AF, and I'm surprised that I did not see it in our list of articles today. But a California restaurant chain is offering free burgers for a year to anyone who gets a permanent tattoo.
Okay.
Bearing the restaurant's name.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the restaurant's name?
Get the silicone suit on. Go get the tattoo.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
So smart.
Because we talked about this. Was it? I don't remember which country it was where people were like
changing their last names
to get like 30% off of like a sushi.
Yeah. Here you have to get their logo, which if I'm reading this right, you have a choice of three designs. One is a hamburger with their name above it, Farmer Boys. The other one is like an old school Chevy with a burger in the back. And then the other one is a hamburger, I love Farmer Boys. So you can choose from those three designs. It has to be 2 inches by 2 inches, and you'll get free burgers for a year.
Hmm. So you just do that. It sucks for somebody who already has a bunch of full body tattoos because they might not even be able to show that they got that one actually. But if you just go in and get one tattoo a year for the rest of your life, you should be able to be fed by Farmer Boys for free forever until you die in 3 years from eating only hamburgers.
So the thing is, would you do this, Tyson?
No.
Would you do this, Rob?
How often can you get the burgers?
Yeah, is it like once a week?
For a year. I'm going to guess every day. Why not?
If you could get one every day, that's a different conversation than if you're getting one a week or one every, or, you know, and are you being able to feed your whole family or are you just feeding yourself? And can you go in multiple times a day?
So let's just assume by this statement, free burgers for a year, that they're giving you one a day.
One burger a day. That's 365 burgers.
For a 2-inch by 2-inch logo.
And fries and a drink too.
No, it just says burger.
Okay, so just a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And where do you have to get the tattoo? Your face?
Doesn't say. You don't even have to get on your neck.
It has to be your face or your neck.
Yeah. Like, what if I got it on my butt? Like, who's seeing that?
Or on the bottom of your foot.
Yeah.
You guys are hesitating, but they had so many people request that they've kind of had to shut it down.
Shut it down.
Really?
And they're offering temporary tattoos with all in-store purchases, but there were so many people willing to get a free burger by getting a tattoo that it filled up. So you can't even get a line for that.
Did it
just kind of blows my mind.
Yeah, but maybe they just said it filled up so that they could not give free burgers to anybody.
Yeah,
Do they pay for the tattoo as well?
Yeah, the tattoo is being offered for free by two different tattoo parlors.
Wow.
So it's a whole thing. It just blows my mind what people will do for a burger, but I get it. You know, we all love it.
How good is the burger?
Who knows?
Sounds like it must be amazing.
How good was that food, the sushi rolls, the salmon rolls out there in Taiwan?
But that wasn't permanent. Like the guy got screwed because it ended up being permanent.
The changing your name... while a hassle, there's no long-term effect. It's like you can always go back, I'm sure, and get it to switch back after getting all the sweet salmon rolls you could possibly enjoy.
Yeah.
Doing this is a real commitment. Probably worth a burger. Instead of if you remember, the last name change was only like a 20% off, right, for the salmon rolls. So at least here you're getting a free burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe it'll taste even better after doing all that work. Like you've earned that burger. You've put that tattoo on your neck. and you eat that burger every day with a big smile on your face. It tastes delicious. I don't know. It's just this is a story that pops up more than you would expect. Like the tattoo, we've actually talked about people tattooing themselves for companies, whether for product or for paid advertising. It just blows my mind. Mm-hmm. The ultimate billboard.
Yeah.
The human body.
The human body.
Yeah.
Where would you get your Farmer Boy's burger tattoo?
It has to be 2 inches by 2 inches. Uh-huh. My guess is, and this is just me throwing this out there, it has to be visible. Well, yeah, naturally I'd go to the tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Right? Put one right there.
But you're thinking it has to be on your arm or something.
Yeah. Maybe below the t-shirt line here. So yeah, your arm past the elbow, your leg below the knee, your neck, your face. Maybe I could shave my head, get it on my head, then grow my hair out.
If your hair grew back.
Yeah. How terrible would that be? You're like, oh, dude,
that tattoo sounds very painful.
All of it sounds painful.
Yeah.
I'd probably do it on my foot if I had to.
That sounds painful.
But like on the side or top of my foot.
Ooh, that sounds. Or burger.
Neither of you have a tattoo, right?
Nope. No. Do you?
No.
We're all blank canvases over here.
Yeah.
We're waiting for that right offer to come along.
Would I? I've never had a desire to, but I mean, if the right offer came around.
To me, there was never anything I liked that much that I said, you know what? I need to have that as a tattoo.
Plus, how well is it going to age?
Yeah. I almost tattooed my social media handle on like right here on my shoulder for Survivor the last time I went.
Yeah.
That's
they wouldn't have made you cover that?
They might have. That's why I didn't do it.
Yeah.
What would it have just said at Tyson Apostle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem, Tyson. If you got this tattoo and then got onto Survivor, let's say in the next year, they would definitely make you cover it up. And then there goes your free burgers.
Yeah,
that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
So just put that in your planning when you're thinking about this, if you can get a spot in line.
Mm-hmm. Michael in the chat has a good idea. Our listeners can get News AF tattoos and then they'll get free podcasts.
Sure. I mean, we'll send you a free podcast for life if you get a News AF tattoo.
For life?
Yeah. For our life.
I don't know if we can guarantee for
the life of the podcast.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Danny, great job once again in the bolt hole.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tyson, what's coming up this week?
Pickleball.
Yes.
Book club for Rachel. And... I don't know. That's about it, dude. I've got an interview. I'm doing a Q&A with one of the Survivor fan groups on Facebook this week.
Whoa. How does that work?
I don't know. The admin reached out to me and we scheduled something. So we'll give it a go. Big.
I feel like you don't normally do stuff like that.
No, I never do stuff like this.
Yeah. How did they sell you?
They got a tattoo of you.
No, I have the air guitar coming out and some other things and just thought it would be a good time to, you know, get on and show my appreciation to the fans while also forcing them to purchase stuff from me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a strategy.
Good stuff. And Dan, how about for you? Any adventures coming up this week?
Yeah, I have so much stuff I want to do, like endlessly thinking of things
costs money.
To do. No, it doesn't even cost money. Just requires a lot of work. I have all these dreams and ideas. And every week when you ask that question, they all come like, they're like bouncing around in my head. And then I'm like, I don't really say anything because I don't know which of those things will actually be done during the week. Mm-hmm. So yeah, at, you know, adventures, I'm supposed to work on all this stuff that I'm always saying I'm going to work on, but who knows? That's the great thing is that it'll be a surprise. Whatever comes out this week, whether it's on YouTube, Instagram, Patreon, it'll be a surprise because none of it's planned ever.
Wow.
It's all basically happens last minute. Mr. Last Minute would be a great name for me.
Mr. Last Minute.
Mr. Last Minute. Yeah. All right,
Tyson, remember that for Danny's intro next week.
Mr. Last Minute.
Yeah.
Danny, Mr. Last Minute, Bryson.
Yeah. Vascular D... Skeet Dog.
Dog. Oh, dude, we forgot about Skeet Dog.
Mr. Last Minute.
Danny, the eye in the sky.
Eye in the sky.
Rob, yes. So Danny, are you going to be hitting any helicopters this week? We don't know, or no?
I hope so. Yes. But again, I have no plans ever, really. And then everything happens last. I can't believe that I've been able to hit a Tuesday for so often. I think that this is the one thing in my entire life. This podcast constant. Is the only constant thing mm-hmm. in yeah. my life.
Even more constant than your family.
They're always there, but remember that the family's not consistent. Who knows yeah. what's going to happen any day with the family?
You're always trying to get away from them.
Yeah, and who knows what's happening? Like, yes. your kids can do crazy stuff at any time. So that's really true. The only constant thing in my life is this podcast. I try to be consistent on YouTube, yeah. but I can't because there's so many
nobody's factors. Relying on you. It's me and Rob here relying on you, and you yeah, care about exactly. us too much to let us down.
But I care about my YouTube fans and I care about the people on Patreon, but it's just like, I don't know. I can't seem to plan anything. So when it happens, it's exciting, but yeah, nobody knows.
I bet Rob could tell you a thing or two about Constance. What do you got coming up this week, Rob?
Oh, just probably never leaving this room. And then also, we've got a lot of great stuff with, Big Brother Canada. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, the 25th best season of, Survivor. That is going to be Survivor Samoa coming up on, Wednesday night, watching The Circle as well. So, a lot of great stuff going on.
Rob is the atomic clock of responsibility.
Yeah, he really is. Boom, you can boom, set your watch boom. To it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, really good.
Be here. That's yeah. You know, that's people can you know, they know they're probably gonna, you know, I'm gonna drop something on you pretty much every day.
Good. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Where can we find all of this great Rob stuff?
Website.com.
That's what I thought.
The mothership.
Mothership. All right. Great job once again on News AF. We'll be back next Tuesday. Talk about everything else going on. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.